Mumbai's blood banks annually grapple with a critical shortage of blood around Diwali due to significantly less or no blood donation drives in offices and colleges, which are shut due to the festival. Reports through the last decade suggest blood banks across the city, including major hospitals such as KIM, JJ, Bial Nayar, and RN Kupa, face severe shortages. An official from the State Blood Transfusion Council, SBTC, told Midday that approximately 750 units of blood are needed per day in the city. RN Kupa Hospital's blood bank in charge told Midday, children with thalassemia require red blood cell transfusions every 3 to 4 weeks. They are the ones who suffer the most during this period. Of the four main blood components, i.e., red blood cells, RBCs, white blood cells, WBCs, platelets, and plasma, two are the most in demand throughout the year. The highest demand is for RBCs, which carry oxygen throughout the body and are essential for patients undergoing major surgeries. RBCs can be stored for up to 42 days, but due to their frequent demand, they remain the most sought after. Platelets have a very short lifespan, only 5 to 7 days after being collected, making it the second most sought after blood component. Vinay Shetty, one of the top officials from Think Foundation, and Go working in the blood donation field, told Midday, NGOs, standalone blood centers, and hospitals arrange blood camps in offices and colleges around the year, but there is an urgent need to address the seasonal shortfall. To overcome the shortage around Diwali, Mumbaikars can voluntarily donate blood at any of the blood centers in their area, or organize donation drives in their society through SBTC, added Shetty. Shetty, who has been organizing blood donation camps for nearly 4 decades, said, the procedure to organize a camp is simple. You can reach out to SBTC, and they will guide you with the rest of the procedure. Then you need only two things: an M-dash, a place where the camp can be held, and people. The rest is taken care of by the Go or the blood center, with recliners, cots, and other medical and storage equipment needed. Generally, it is the convincing part of blood donation drives that is difficult. Sometimes, people call blood centers to their residential societies or offices, but only 4 to 5 donors turn up. Ideally, there should be at least 3,040 people in a small camp. So make sure that you convince people before you call a blood center. Doctors said it's better to go to standalone blood centers, as they cater to the entire city, as opposed to hospitals' blood centers, which generally cater to just their patients. You should reach out to the state body, SBTC, if you have doubts about where to go for blood donation, she added. Eligibility criteria. Doctors Midday spoke to said the process of donating blood is straightforward in India, but it comes with specific eligibility criteria. Donors must be between 18 to 65 years old, maintain a healthy hemoglobin level, which is between 13.2 to 16.6 grams per deciliter for men, and 11.6 to 15 grams per deciliter for women, and should ideally have a healthy body mass index between 18.5 to 24.9. Smokers can also donate blood, but it is advised to avoid smoking for 6 hours before and after the donation. However, one must strictly refrain from consuming alcohol for at least 24 hours before donating blood. There is a misconception about whether those with tattoos can donate blood. A doctor confirmed that individuals with tattoos are eligible to do so, but they must wait for at least 6 months after getting a tattoo to ensure they are free of infections or blood-borne diseases. Where to donate? There are 90 blood centers and hospitals that regularly accept blood donations in the city. Here are some hospitals that have the maximum blood requirements and JJ Mahanagar and Blood Bank, Baikala KIM Hospital, Parel Bial Nayar Hospital, Mumbai Central LTMG Sion Hospital, Sion Tata Memorial Hospital, Parel Think Foundation and N-Dash, an NGO that works with various hospitals and blood centers. State Blood Transfusion Council can be reached out on this number, 022-2283-0216.